2 of the fantasy football season is in the books. Stay tuned for episode 2 of Tea Time, the only fantasy football podcast dedicated to the Tea with Miss McGill Fantasy Football League. Hit the music! Here I am with my guest, Mr. Two-time runner-up, Mr. Silver Medal, Mr. Can't Get a Boy if His Life Depended on It, putting a streak together that makes the mid-90s Buffalo Bills look good. Second place, hit him with the hind, Bobby Thomas.
Not 100% true about the boy. I have one. He's currently with us, but glad to be here. Glad to be the second guest host.
Yes, the second guest host. What place are you in the league exactly?
I think if I was to check the league standings, I think it'd be second place, David.
Second place, okay. Just checking that we're keeping on brand, as we like to call it right now.
And as we discussed in the locker room, I am still on board for you handing me second place right away.
Well, we're going to play the whole season out and just see how it shakes out here before we just hand you money.
Where do you think I'm going to finish, though?
Well, second place, probably behind somebody that's also in this room.
Okay, got it.
If I had to make a prediction now.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, that's the way it's shaking out here. But we'll run through week 2 matchups. We'll talk with start off with some bottom feeders. We got OJ's parole board, the bye week, as he's been taking so far.
I plead the fifth.
Not doing very well yet. Joshua's OJ's team gets Tallahassee Warhogs. First guest host, Craig Willis, gets in the W side with a pitiful performance of 115 points.
You know what's funny to me is, you know, all of our league members are mostly on Willis's team. So I don't get to, you know, see him and talk to him too much. But, of course, I do Josh because he's on my team. In hockey, this is, and he takes this really seriously. And I always think it's really funny to see somebody take it really seriously and then suck. You know, like he's 0-2. He's proposing ridiculous trades to us already 2 weeks into the season, and it always makes me laugh to see somebody that you know. But hey, he stops pucks, so that's what we love about him. But yeah, as far as fantasy football goes, he is he's a bottom feeder, as you mentioned.
Yes, he is. And, I mean, he's got his number one draft pick, his keeper, was Odell Beckham Jr. there, OBJ. He has Eli fucking Manning throwing the ball. Kind of. Well,
yeah, he's on the field.
He's on the field trying to throw the ball over there. He said he tried to trade me Odell Beckham. I was like, if he gets a quarterback, he'd be great.
Absolutely, but, yeah. And, you know, it's too bad, too, because he got that big contract and actually maybe seems like a guy who would go out there and try to earn that money. But, again, you know, you need somebody to do the thing where you throw the ball and you receive it on the other end there. So,
and you got a zero help from his defense. Baltimore posting up the nice -1 point. That is always a good one.
Yeah.
The Craig gets by with the win with getting 16 points from Aaron Rodgers, which is probably the season low he's going to have. I mean, he can't get to work.
Yeah, I mean, he had a better game last week, I believe, against the Chicago, and he missed that series, so yeah.
Yeah, didn't play the first half, basically. They were down 17-0, has a better game than this week. And he got, Craig, that is, got 0 points from his tight end. Zero.
I'm not the fantasy football guru, but I've never even heard that guy's name, so I can't imagine that, you know, getting 0 points is that big of a surprise to Craig.
Well, you figure you got 0 points, and it plays for Tampa Bay, who put up, what, like 60 points or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right, about the, with, what are they calling him now?
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic, that's it, yeah. So, I you know what I thought he looked like in the post-game interview was, like, the fighter, Conor
McGregor.
Yeah, Conor McGregor's, like, brother, older brother.
Bigger brother, too, because Conor McGregor could fit in my pocket. He'd kick my ass, but he'd still fit my pocket.
Absolutely, that's true, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, no, he, Craig missed the boat on getting a solid tight end for his fantasy team.
Yeah, he does have Leonard Fournette, who's sitting on the bench, and who knows when he will play again, but, you know, he missed a great game there in Jacksonville.
Yep.
So let's, we'll go to our second, just for clarification purposes, OJ's team, Joshua, 0-2 in 12th place. Bobby, how many teams are in the league?
I think there's 12 teams.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Craig, 1-1 in ninth place, and he'll be facing off against Wooderson next week. Who cares who Josh is playing because they win?
That's true. And I know the guy who he's playing. I feel very good about it.
Very, very, very confident playing the bye week.
Yes.
So we'll move on to the next matchup. Also involved one of the bottom feeders of this league, poor Marcel and the Crazy Canadians. This team is just not good. There's no way around this.
Yeah, I mean, I think Craig mentioned last week as the guest host that, kind of putting the whole Canadian football thing, Canadian, into the American NFL thing. I think it's either A, Marcel doesn't know, or B, it's just like a bad Canadian luck thing. But, the two seasons he's been with us, he's a bottom guy, so...
Everyone needs a bottom.
That's right. We can't all be tops.
he claims he's a power bottom, but I don't really think that's a thing. When you go through his team here, you know, it's just Alex Smith is a quarterback. And what year is this? The Dante Freeman out for a couple more weeks as his – I think he was the number one draft pick for his team. It's pretty bad. Even his bench, 24 points off his bench. It's not good.
Yeah. You know, he did get Barkley, who I was definitely eyeing in the draft. And unfortunately for the Crazy Canadian, that is the only guy that is performing for him. So.
And the only thing holding back that guy is, again, Eli Manning.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
But he he faced Mr. W, the defending champ, who put a beating on him. 144 points to 113. 30 points. It's not close.
Yeah, this doesn't make me feel good for my second place finish this year because when if you don't make it and I face off against Mr. W again, Todd Gurley having another Gurley performance because this guy is literally single-handedly beat me last year in the finals and all of us all season long. So not loving that Mr. Gurley had 32 points this week.
Yeah, there's just no slowing that guy down. And if I'm not mistaken, I watched part of this game. He basically sat out the second half because they were up by 21 points or 28 points.
That's not good.
Yeah, the only thing that's going to hold back Mr. W there is he's got two Lions on his team.
True story.
And two Lions usually does not result in championships. We don't know what championships are in Detroit.
No.
Especially on anything of a grass surface.
Yeah.
On ice, maybe. Grass, whether it's Tigers or Lions, not good.
Yeah, and he's got Los Angeles' defense. They're really performing well. 13 points is pretty solid for a D, and then you got the shutout there. So
yeah, the only thing I can say about his team is he better hope everyone stays healthy because his bench is what I like to call dog shit.
Yeah, not too many points there, but I could tell right now you could add up his entire bench and they didn't have as many as Gurley. So yeah,
that's exactly the point. So well, whoever faces him on the Gurley bye week, we can pick up a win there.
Yep.
But and then Thomas there for New Orleans is Drew Brees' new favorite target this year as well. That's just gonna I think dominate all year long. Not a big surprise there, but definitely something to keep an eye on with that going forward.
Well, in my maybe even rising to first place, I do have you guys facing off. And as we've already discussed, I have the easy win coming up, and you guys will have a tough battle. So
that's going to be the main event of next week, I think.
Agreed.
We'll pick up the next one after these words from our new sponsor. Tea Time is paid for by Sammy's Pub, the only bar left in Charlotte you can still smoke at it. Come on out and enjoy our drink specials every Saturday and Friday night. The only thing dirtier than our bathrooms are the waitresses. Come on out to Semi's Pub, conveniently located right behind Pineville Ice House. This matchup was definitely the main event this week. Two gladiators going at it. Balls deep, Joey Sip, and Twat Swats with Boyle there. 157 to 146. Either one of the guys would have beat, I believe, 7 out of the 12 guys in the league. But someone had to lose this, and it was the Twat Swats.
Yeah, that's a championship bout right there. Those are high scores. That's just the guy. Solid teams both ways. I mean, really, really impressive drafting on both. Not too much shit to talk here, but every guy is putting in their weight, as they say. So, Boyle left a lot on the bench there, but he made the right calls because you can't take out McCaffrey, you can't take out Connor, who's filling in there for Bell. So, of course, the GOAT is in there as well. Not the best game for him, but still, obviously, you got to start him.
Yeah, Brady, an uncharacteristic 16 points, but after seeing the AFC Championship game and just hearing Jacksonville talk all this week, you kind of knew that was coming, that he was going to have a little bit of a letdown game. For the Patriots, that game was just 1 of 16. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, that's his best performance they'll have all season. The boat really took it to the GOAT this week. And how about old man Ben Roethlisberger with the walking boot, with the ice in his elbows, two bad shoulders, Antonio Brown fighting guys on the sidelines, still put up 38 points in fantasy.
Yeah, that is a huge day for any player in fantasy, let alone the QB. So, yeah, I mean, old man's giving it to him. It's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely went hard on that one. Definitely took it to he was just sitting in the bathroom there. So, really, the bench on Boyle's team has me scared because when he does have bye weeks, he's going to put in someone else that's averaging 15 to 20 points per week as well. But he's now 1-1, sitting in fourth place, right behind all the undefeateds. And then Joey's in 2-0, technically in third place, tied for first on point total there.
Yeah, I do remember last season, Joe talked a lot of shit about his team at the draft we had at Bailey's, whatever it is now. And he finished in the bottom of the basement last season. But this season, he can talk all the shit he wants because he's looking really good with a solid team. So,
and anytime the Furries win, it's just a good for everybody because Elmo.
I love anal.
Elmo definitely is excited about that from Grover there in his profile picture. Again, disturbing. But sidebar. What do you think about they finally admitting that Bert and Ernie were gay?
Who admitted that?
The guy that wrote Bert and Ernie.
Said, he came out and, publicly said they're gay.
He publicly said they based him off him and his life partner, two gay men.
Oh, wow. So, I guess that's part of the 2019, swing of life. You know what I mean? Is that you can now do that. You couldn't do that when Bert and Ernie came out, Even if, he wanted to, he couldn't come out because it wouldn't have sold two TV shows or, dolls or whatever, merchandise in general, because of that stereotype. So,
that is true. But so we've all had gay best friends since we were on, Sesame Street.
I've had a gay best friend for the last, 8 years.
Who might that be?
Tallahassee Warthogs comes to mind. Well, I would say he's my best friend. But still a friend, I should say.
Well, everyone needs a gay friend.
That's right.
And we have Craig.
But, didn't know that. That's interesting. And, every time I look at Sip's icon there, his logo for his team, it definitely makes me laugh. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Creative
and disturbing is the word I would use.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Pretty good. Somebody actually had to make that, which is funny in itself. Make that little...
That's someone's job somewhere.
Right, exactly.
That goes right up there with the dildo washer.
Dildo washer.
There's a guy. What do you do all day? I wash dildos.
I wash dildos, yeah.
I mean, it's a thing that you just don't believe in,
It's true.
Between that and the guy that gets the glitter off the stage at any men's club,
yep.
That's another good job that I can't believe people have to do.
These are the people who are keeping America running.
It's forget the politicians. World runs on the glitter picker-upper guy.
Glitter picker-upper guy and dildo watcher.
Yes. So that is who runs America.
Oh, man. That's funny.
That segment of Tea Time was brought to you by Tassels Nightclub. Every Wednesday night is 2-for-1 specials. Bud Light's 2 for $4. Lap dances 2 for $15. Everyone else's C team is our A team. Come on out on Wednesday nights. The lap dances are 2-for-1, but the crabs are free. Wednesday night, Tassels Nightclub. And the next game was another close one that had me on the edge of my seat.
Oh, yeah, dropping loads.
Dropping Loads gets their first win of the season, 131 over Sausage Mittens, 128.
Best name in fantasy football ever. Sorry. I mean, maybe 0-2, but if he carries that name to the basement, you know, at least he did that, because just a great name. I think we were talking pre-recording here. We had no idea what that team name means, and I think that's part of the charm of it.
Well, the only thing I can think of is its sexual connotations.
Agreed. But the fact that you can't pinpoint that sexual connotation is fantastic.
Well, a good little finger will make up for a button on a fur coat any day.
That's true.
But when you go deep into this one, we got Deshaun Watson coming up to his last season's form this game, actually putting up a couple points. And, Juju Smith-Schuster putting up more points than Antonio Brown these days. And now with Antonio Brown demanding a trade on Twitter, which I think was in jest, I don't think it was serious, but still, you got to wonder what the hell is going over there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's funny. Look at this matchup and two and a half points difference in the win literally is almost in the kicker there. Or you could go the kicker, you could go the flex position, or even down to the defense because it's so close. But yeah, definitely a good matchup, and I think you were discussing last week that dropping loads finally, gets the win after the championship and then a terrible second season. So,
yeah, I mean, I already had his RIP blog written. I'm going to have to put that on ice for a couple more weeks, but yep. It is coming, Jeff. So next time you lose, which will probably be next week because you're facing Goldberg, so we'll save it for then. But the blog is on the way. Sasha's been, on the other hand, this guy's got deep problems. He's 0-2, sitting in 10th place. He's got a better team than Marcel and Josh down there. That's no doubt. But in real football, I know if you have two quarterbacks, you have zero. In fantasy football, I think if you have three quarterbacks, you have zero as well. Because he's got Matt Ryan on the bench getting 31, Joe Flacco getting 19, and then he started Garoppolo, who got 16 against the Lions. I think he just saw, Garoppolo's playing the Lions. Some guy no one's ever heard of, first-round pick, first game, put up 35 points against him. Easy money. Yep. Well, not so fast.
Mm-mm. Well, hey, he's got a great team name, Dave. He might not – maybe he should just stick to – he should just go into the business of naming fantasy football teams because he's done so well with his, and then stay out of the business of picking fantasy football teams. He might be a little bit better suited to do that.
That is true. We can stick with the strengths, mm-hmm. minimize the weaknesses. Yeah. That is how you perform well in life. Anything you do, sometimes you just got to chip the puck off the glass and go to the bench.
Absolutely. I do it every week. it's great is for me personally is this is something that you guys would make fun of me for, having three quarterbacks on your fantasy football team. I did not do that, so I appreciate young Jason doing this for me.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that he's going to be dropping one, and just a reminder, on week 5, Carson Wentz, for the possible MVP last year, will be available from a certain team in this room. Because bye week's next week for Mr. Newton, and Carson Wentz will be available, entertaining trade offers for probably a top 10 quarterback, just sitting on my bench, hanging out, waiting for the right time.
You know who I'd give you for him?
No.
Take one guess.
If it's Jay Cutler, I'm going to tell you, go fuck yourself.
You just won the bet.
Yeah, well, he's busy making reality television shows.
And it's fantastic. You should see the latest picture on If Jay Had Instagram on, I think it was last night. Oh, fantastic.
Glad to see the Jay Cutler obsession, should we call it, with you, is carried out in retirement.
I think I've discussed this with you off air before, is that every single time I think this guy's going to go away, he finally finds a way to come back into my life.
Yes. So, once again, the winner was...
Oh, yeah, dropping loads.
Great profile picture logo there, too, by dropping loads. It's a man titty right there.
Well, the next matchup was... Love the drawn-out one there from Jason Kaplan. But hit with Hein, and you faced Goldberg with definitely a battle that we were looking forward to. Didn't quite live up to the hype. Kind of a, empty shot there, like a one-nut shot. You know, your dad's working 12s shot.
Yeah, I agreed. I thought that Greg and I would be a little bit more like twat swats and balls deep, you know, high score and real close. But, yeah, I gave him a whipping, 25 points. I already talked some shit, B2 shit on the app there to let him know that, it took the win early, too, in the afternoon on Sunday. So, yeah, good feeling to take the win. But, yeah, I do wish it was a little bit better of a game.
And if you hear that rustling, we do have a mascot today. What is the mascot's name here?
Bowie.
Oh, yeah. Bowie the mascot here in the studio, raising a little hell as a puppy will do. What, the foresight to draft Kirk Cousins in a fantasy draft, where does that come from, Bobby?
It comes from not really knowing exactly what you're doing because you're not really that into the NFL, but you want to pretend you are to like be a man and be part of the boys and then also do well in fantasy football. So I did know that he moved teams to the Minnesota. Do remember Minnesota being a playoff team. So thought that, he'd be okay. And he is. He's okay. He's not killing it. But he's doing well. And at the time I, went to go pick a quarterback, I didn't have, the top guys to choose from. And he was there. So I gave him a shot. And you know what? Consistency. And this week even better than last. So I can't even knock myself. I'd like to. You know I would, but I just can't.
Yeah, well, it's don't knock yourself because other people will do it for you. That's why I'm here.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Rob Gronkowski doing nothing for you, still pulled out the W. DeSean Jackson, turn back the clock with Fitzmagic. These two guys have just been all over the place.
Hit him with the high! Just
dominating. Looking tremendous, too. I don't know if you saw that post-game presser with Fitzmagic with the chains and the... Well, you did. We already saw
it. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, but yeah, it was fantastic. It's cool to see that kind of comeback. You know, I'm an old guy, so I like to see the old guys excel. And I did not start DeSean Jackson last week. Had a better game than this week, 31 points, I believe it was last week. So I gave him a shot this week after seeing Fitzmagic, and it paid off. But you know, I had the same problem. Where I don't know which receiver to put in there because I started Cole last week and didn't start him this week, and he got 24 points. So, but again, I was able to take down Goldberg without needing that extra boost. So,
yeah, Goldberg has got to be sitting there looking at his team and trying to figure out what the hell is going on with David Johnson, because I have him in a different league and he has just got diarrhea all over the back of his pants, shitting his pants all over the place. You have the supreme talent like that. They can't find a way to get him the ball. They're losing 34-0. He is putting up five fantasy points from a first-round pick? He was actually Goldberg's keeper, taking over the player that will not be named, missing in action, Mr. Dennis. We can't even find him. He's disappeared from – hopefully he's doing all right. But took over his team, kept David Johnson, and he's putting up 6 points a game.
Yeah.
6 points from a keeper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the team he's playing for. I mean, lost 34-0. It's tough to be the best player on a shitty team sometimes. So, recap, I thought we would have a better game, Goldberg and I, but just happy to come out with the win and move on to second place.
Moving on to second place, and next week your matchup. Oh, that's right. You have the bye week next week, taking on OJ's parole board.
Yep.
OJ, no hope of parole. Just lock the motherfucker back up in jail. He belongs there anyway. The juice is not loose. They got nothing going. And Goldberg will be playing dropping loads again next week. Should be a good matchup. I would expect that to turn out in Goldberg's way, but still, it should be close. The only problem I had this week is I didn't get to snipe Goldberg there since our game got washed out. Yeah. Pretty disappointed in that. Really wanted to go bar down on his ass, but I'll have to wait for a couple weeks and just kick his ass in fantasy instead.
There you go.
Speaking of kicking his ass in fantasy. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. This is what we call the biggest blowout of the week. The margin of victory on this next matchup was a mere 70 points. Is that a lot, Bobby? I think that's more than OJ scored.
Yeah, actually it is, I think. And that in fantasy football, 166.9, very, very impressive. And to be beaten down by 70 points, I can't imagine that feels good.
Yeah, that is an ass whooping in any way of saying it. Just give me the championship now. I want the belt. That's it. I mean,
and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
There's no way that this team is not built for success. Cam Newton, like I said, putting up 25 points this week, 28? He's so consistent. He didn't even play that well. If you watch that game, which I did since I sat and did nothing all Sunday, because it rained for 48 hours, I believe it was.
It felt like a lot longer than that when you have three kids and two dogs. But, yeah, I'm guessing for you it was 48 hours.
Yeah, and it just wasn't there at all for Wooderson. He couldn't do anything right.
You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Well, keep he's got Tallahassee Warhawks next week, which two teams that are dog shit playing each other for hopefully get that eighth playoff spot.
Yeah, but for Double A, you know, he's got a good chance at redeeming himself and going 2-1 at least, you know, against Tallahassee. So, he's got that going for him.
Now that I'm not playing him again for a while, at least, you know, 8-10 more weeks, maybe the playoffs, Wooderson, I'm going to give you a hint. Patrick Mahomes, good football player. Might want to put him in the starting lineup. He's been dropping, you know, on 40 points a game. He's not bad. This is another guy I think he's going to have a trade bait in his hands. Drew Brees had a rough game. Drew Brees, perennial all-star, keeps doing his thing. But Patrick Mahomes, that's a player you build around. If I'm looking at this roster right now, all things being equal, he's going to be my keeper next year if I'm him, because I think this just scratching the surface of what this guy's going to do the next few years in fantasy football.
Now, did Mahomes have the same type of game last week as he did this week? So Double A should have learned to put in his...
Well, I do believe the only difference was Drew Brees actually had a game the week before.
Oh, okay.
Because he did win. Let's look at last week. Going back in time now to week one, Drew Brees had 31 points and Mahomes had 28. So it's
okay. Yeah,
it's right there. Yeah. But I think Mahomes with Hill and their tight end there, that white asshole that thinks he's Gronk, but he's really not as cool because his dick's a lot smaller. What's his name?
Do you know this for sure?
I have pulled a lot of NFL locker rooms about wrench size.
Yes.
And wrench size, a Gronk is a, on the, what they call it, a talent for
yes.
wrench size.
Yes, yes.
See, when if you look back at his history, it's a few porn stars in there. You're a white guy hitting a porn star, probably not a small wrench. Just going to throw that out there.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, physically, I mean, you know, I've never touched up either of them, but, you know.
I thought this was speculation. And I just wanted to be in on it and find out how you knew these facts. So.
Well, I mean, I can tell you what religion Kelsey is because Kansas City wears white pants very often, and they're a little tight.
Oh, hey now.
that's a true story. You know, we can definitely gather that information when we need it. But
well, big day for you, buddy. Either way, whatever his religion and his wrench size, big day for you.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Give you a hint, my waiver wire pickups this week and trades I've made, my team has gone from A-plus to maybe, you know, A++. Because wait till you see the running back I picked up on waivers today. He is going to be putting up light points all over the place for the rest of the season. It's going to be definitely the difference between winning and losing a couple weeks.
Bubba would say you're putting yourself over, kid.
Well, why wouldn't you? When you're sitting in first place, you know, I can't remember the last time I lost in anything, to be honest with you. We got championship hockey games, 2-0 this season, undefeated in the B League, or the B1 League as well. I mean, mind you, we haven't played a game because...
Right, yeah. It's a little difficult to play in the circumstances the last couple weeks.
Yes, but... Bobby, this is the wrapped up the analysis part of the show. Let's talk
about... Hit him with the hind!
Your continual second place finishes the last couple seasons. At what point last year did you know you just couldn't beat Wicklund?
You know, I don't remember exactly when, with the exact point, but I just knew going into it, I'd have no chance, as previously discussed. You know, if Gurley had a Gurley game, and I mean, he has the worst name as for a football player ever, but you know, his talent backs up any shitty name. So, but yeah, I just remember thinking like, I don't really have a chance. I'm probably gonna finish in second place unless something happens to Gurley, and unfortunately for me. Fortunately for Mr. W, it did. So, yeah, I'm a realistic guy, Dave. I know my place on the ice, and I know my place in fantasy football at that time. So I never really had too high expectations of winning, and that's what happened.
Yeah, definitely. You were going across the finish line, but you just couldn't.
I'm so fucking footed, you asswipe.
That drop.
Just couldn't quite get to the finish line there. And then the year before, same exact thing from with dropping loads. Jeff just, I think if I remember right, he beat you by like a shit ton too, right? I mean, it wasn't close.
Really? Okay. I mean, my memory's so friggin' bad, I couldn't even be sure on that. I did think it was a closer game. If it wasn't a closer game, I felt more confident. Let's put it that way. Last year, I pretty much knew. Then the first year I thought like, you know, you're the newbie almost, you know, the rookie of the league or whatever we all were. But I'm saying, you know, you don't know what to expect. So I thought I had a chance. But last year, again, didn't think I had much of a chance.
Yeah. For the record, you lost by 40 points in the championship game the first year.
Dad, really?
Yes. 40 points. That is
Yeah, I mean, the thing I told you in the locker room Thursday, that everything you and Mr. Willis said about me and my second place and my inability to produce boys, any male, it was so accurate that I had no rebuttal. Like, I couldn't be like, oh, you guys are dicks or you guys are wrong or, you know, just like, you know, rip on you back somehow because everything you said was truthful. So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I guess I'm not really that surprised, but. You know, I guess a little naive, like I said, thought I had a chance.
Yeah, but yeah, thought you had a chance, didn't quite it get there last year. Whether this year is you know, full of optimism, obviously you're 2-0, heading towards week 3 with a bye week, so you might as well say sitting 3-0 week 4. We just put that on the board right now. It's not going to be a difficult decision to see what happens there. At this point, if I'm Josh, I might just fold my team, retire at halftime. Vontae Davis there for Buffalo because that's what he's got a Bills season ahead of him.
That's a great analogy. I would agree. I could have said it better. I agree 100%. He has a Bills season ahead of him. He, again, just for me, you know, listen to his constant chirping of my old man hockey abilities on the ice. It is so great for me to see him take fantasy football so seriously and then absolutely suck at it.
That is right. If anyone in the league wants to get on the hotline next week, the phone number you can call is 704-519-7886. Get on the hotline. Give me your angry voicemails at the chirping we've done. But until then, try and stay dry. Dog says it's time to go outside. And it's done.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, man. I never meant to call you. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
want to be some kind of friend. Let me guide you to the purple rain.